Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich says that he is profoundly grateful after President Donald Trump pardoned him on political corruption charges. The Republican president signed the pardon on Monday, calling the Democratic former governor a very fine person who was, quote, set up by a lot of bad people, end quote. Blagojevich appeared on Trump's reality TV show Celebrity Apprentice in 2010. Blagojevich was convicted in 2011 on charges that included seeking to sell an appointment to then-President Barack Obama's old Senate seat. Blagojevich served 8 years before Trump commuted the rest of his term in 2020. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed an executive order on Monday launching the Iowa DOGE Task Force. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports Reynolds is hoping to build on her previous government reorganization efforts.
Reynolds is putting Emily Schmidt of Sukup Manufacturing in charge of the task force. It's named after President Donald Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, but Reynolds says the task force will simply make recommendations for streamlining government. It won't have access to employees' personal information or give direct orders to state agencies. She says the task force won't just look at state government.
We need to work with the federal government. We need to work with local government, figure out how we can streamline all of our processes. And if there's duplication happening, well, guess what? Then that's a cost to the taxpayers.
Reynolds says she has to keep state spending in check to help ensure her tax cuts are sustainable. She says she can't rule out layoffs being included in the recommendations. The full list of 15 to 20 task force members hasn't been finalized yet. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
Quad City area Congressman Eric Sorensen is once again sponsoring legislation to crack down on AI-generated robocalls. The Moline Democrat says phone call scams are capable of mimicking the voice of a family member or friend.
And I specifically think to my parents who are 80 years old, and my voice is on the internet in a lot of different places. So if some fraudsters want to find and use my voice and someone calls up my mom or my dad and says, I need your help. My mom and dad are not going to think twice.
Sorensen's bipartisan Quiet Act would require robocallers to disclose the use of AI technology and impose stricter penalties when it's used to impersonate others for fraudulent purposes. After failing multiple times to pass in the Illinois state legislature, Karina's bill has now been signed by Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker into Karina's law. WVEZ's Mawa Iqbal explains.
Karina Gonzalez, the law's namesake, was shot and killed allegedly by her husband in 2023. A judge had ordered him to stay away from Karina and her children, but he still had access to his gun and allegedly killed her daughter, Daniela, too. The law mandates officers remove guns from people accused of domestic violence within 4 days of a judge's order. Karina's son, Manny Alvarez, says his family has gone through some of the worst pain imaginable.
I hope that the future survivors won't have to suffer as much as our family and countless others have had to at the hands of abusers.
The law will go into effect in 90 days. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is suing the Trump administration again. This time, Raoul is suing as part of a coalition of attorneys general from 22 states over Trump's plans to cut funding for medical and public health research at universities. Indirect cost reimbursements would be cut to 15%, which Raoul estimates would cost the University of Illinois $67 million next year.
Medical researchers can't function without labs, equipment, proper safety protocols, high-speed data processing, and support staff.
Raoul says last year, money from the National Institutes of Health helped the U of I develop an antibiotic to fight drug-resistant bacteria. On Monday, a judge issued a temporary restraining order preventing the cuts from taking effect in the states that filed the lawsuit. Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.